On Sunday, August 3rd, 2025, at approximately 10:15 p.m., a pickup truck drove the wrong way down the end of King Street in downtown Fredericton before crashing into the front window of Chase Benjamin Antiques. An official statement from the Fredericton Police Force read, quote, "Fredericton Police Force patrol members responded to a report of a motor vehicle accident on King Street near the Smythe Street roundabout. Traffic was disrupted temporarily as crews worked to clear the scene. However, the road has since reopened to regular traffic. The file remains under investigation." End quote. CHSR reached out to the Fredericton Police Force for more information about what caused the accident and if anybody else was injured, but received only the information just quoted. Chase Plord, the owner of Chase Benjamin Antiques, described how he found out about the accident.
So I was on my way to sleep, or just like to lay down, around 10:30, and I got a call from one of the tenants that is in the top of the building. She said, "I'm sorry to tell you this, but a large truck has just driven into the front of the building." And I arrived, and there was probably 30 firefighters and police and a truck in the front of my building.
Luckily, no one was seriously injured during the accident, as the antique shop was closed for the night. However, the other units in the building are residential apartments, where four tenants live.
So there's one guy that is above the shop, and he was sitting in his chair watching TV, and he got like thrown from his chair, apparently. Thankfully, he's okay. And then there's three other people that are like behind the shop. The tenants, they don't have homes right now. They're homeless. A couple of them went to friends' houses. The other two got hotels with Red Cross. It took them about 5 hours, but at least they got somewhere to stay. But only for a couple days, and then I don't know what's going to happen. We're not allowed in the building until the engineer basically tells you that it's safe to go in. And, you know, that could be days, that could be months.
Despite the severity of the accident, the driver was also reportedly unharmed.
Thankfully, the guy in the truck was brought out and he was in the ambulance. They checked him over and they let him go. I don't know what happened. I wasn't really told any information on him, but I'm glad he's okay. There are about seven signs and light posts that he could have hit and severely hurt himself. And somehow he ended up going into a building that was half of a window, you know, and an old building that probably crumbled a little bit easier than a new one would.
While Chase waits for an engineer to inspect the structure to ensure its safety, the windows of his shop, which are now a roughly 10-foot hole, have been boarded up.
Right now, the biggest thing is that there is, you know, boards up, but it's not weather protected. If it starts to rain, the stuff's going to get wet, but I guess it's stopping people from stealing things, so that's good.
Unfortunately, Chase has already run into some obstacles as he picks up the pieces after a shocking end to his long weekend.
Unfortunately, the police, I was trying to get info on like the guy's insurance or the truck. I was so in shock when I got there at first that I didn't ask for that information. I definitely should have, but I didn't. But they're telling me that the people that were here Sunday night don't work until Friday, so I can't hear about anything until then, I guess.
Chase's work certainly doesn't end after he gets that info from the police.
Once they allow me in the building, what I'm going to have to do is go through the debris and find as many of the broken items I can and like put them in a bin, and then hopefully they still have the price tags on them. If not, then I have to kind of figure out what they're worth, what my shelves are worth, what, you know, my time was worth that I am losing out on. And I've never had this happen. I had a couple of years ago, someone threw a rock through my window, and that was probably the worst that I've had. It was boarded up for probably half of a year, if not more. You know, it didn't stop me from running, and this definitely is stopping me from running. I've definitely had a lot of offers of help, so I'm trying to take them as much as I can. I would like to open again. I just don't know how yet.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.